I'm back with you, joined now by Coach Gary Smith, talking Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks are 4-4 on the season. A couple tough losses the last couple games to Prairie LeCompton and Sabetha, and both of them at home, and both of them Hiawatha played pretty well and had a lead going into and through some of the fourth quarter, but ultimately fall to Prairie LeCompton by 5 points, and then fall to Sabetha 62-49 last night. So sounds like these two games, unfortunately, I guess, from your perspective, Coach, were pretty darn similar. Pretty good until the last few minutes, huh?
Pretty much. It's frustrating. We were, if you were sitting and watching the game for 3.5 quarters, we were a pretty good team. So, we're just going to figure out a way to finish at the end when the other team is, happen to deal with some adversity and figure out ways to get things done, and in result they do. So, hopefully we can correct some things and get a little more confident down the stretch.
Seems like your offense, you're scoring the basketball pretty well. I mean, especially the 63 points against Prairie LeCompton, that's quite a few points. You'd scored over 60, I think, there in a couple straight games. So you feel like the offense is closer to where you'd like them to be through four quarters compared to maybe the defensive side of the ball at this point?
Yes and no. Pretty much every game this year, for three quarters, we've been pretty good. And, for whatever reason, the fourth quarter, when other teams are just having to, play like there's some urgency and like there's some finishing the game or trying to get back in a game or whatever the case may be, in this league, they're doing a pretty good job doing that, the other teams. But we just are not – meeting the challenge and picking up that, they're going to bring up their game and we got to bring up our game, and whether it's rebounding or, defending or hitting shots or whatever the case may be. But, last night I think we outscored every quarter except the fourth quarter, and then we get outscored 23 or 26, whatever it was. And it seemed like they hit every shot they put up and, it wasn't like we were bad at the offensive end. We just couldn't hit shots anymore and couldn't hit shots from the free throw line and just wasn't very effective.
You mentioned rebounding a moment ago. That's what I was going to kind of ask you about. As you look ahead now, it doesn't get any easier. You got Royal Valley, who's currently undefeated and ranked in the top three of the state. So, but a lot of link to Royal Valley. Is that maybe one of the concerns as you look at facing another tough game here on Friday night?
Well, it's always going to be something that's going to be, talked about for us. I mean, you're going to have to block out and rebound, and, we're not sitting there where we got a bunch of tall, big kids to where they can, get by without doing the fundamental things right. I mean, they're going to have to get body on body and try to keep them on the backside, and we just, when it comes to crunch time, we just haven't done that very well. And last night's a good example. I mean, we just didn't keep them off the boards in the fourth quarter. So I think they had like 5 opportunities, second chance opportunities in the fourth quarter. And we're just going to have to figure out how to be more mindful and basically understand that this is more important now than ever before to do the little things right.
You bet. Well, 28 minutes, pretty good. Get those last 4 figured out, and certainly a lot of basketball to be played. Best of luck against Royal Valley on Friday night down in Hoyt, and then we'll talk about the Nemaha Central Classic Tournament next week. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats on KNZA are sponsored by Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm and by Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha.